John chapter 18. When Yeshua had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kedron, where there was a garden, into which he entered, and his disciples. And Judas also, who betrayed him, knew the place, for Yeshua often resorted there with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, comes there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Yeshua therefore, knowing all things that were coming upon him, went forth, and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Yeshua of Nazareth." Yeshua says to them, "I am he." And Judas also, who betrayed him, stood with them. Then as soon as he had said to them, "I am he," they went backward, and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Yeshua of Nazareth." Yeshua answered, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go away." So that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, "Of those whom you gave to me, I have lost not one." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the servant of the high priest, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Yeshua said to Peter, "Put up your sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" Then the band, the captain, and officers of the Jews took Yeshua, bound him, and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he who gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Yeshua, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known to the high priest, and went in with Yeshua into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then that other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to her who kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then the maiden who kept the door says to Peter, "Are you not also one of this man's disciples?" He says, "I am not." And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them, and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Yeshua concerning his disciples, and concerning his doctrine. Yeshua answered him, "I spoke openly to the world, I always taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews always resort, and in secret I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard me, what I have said to them, behold, they know what I have said." And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers who stood by struck Yeshua with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Yeshua answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear testimony of the evil, but if rightly, why do you smite me?" Now Annas had sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore to him, "Are you not also one of his disciples?" He denied it, and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, being the kinsman of him whose ear Peter cut off, says, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crowed. Then they led Yeshua from Caiaphas to the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves did not go into the judgment hall, so that they might not be defiled, in order to eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then Pilate said to them, "Take him, and judge him according to your law." The Jews therefore said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." So that the saying of Yeshua might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Yeshua, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Yeshua answered him, "Do you say this thing from yourself, or did others tell it to you concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation, and the chief priests, have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Yeshua answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Yeshua answered, "You say that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, so that I should testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate says to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews, and says to them, "I find in him no fault. But you have a custom that I should release to you one at the Passover. Do you therefore wish that I release to you the king of the Jews? Then they all cried again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.